Okay, so can we get a...
We called the order and roll call? A roll call anyway, because we
didn't have a chairperson.
He decided to resign.
Member Jace Hellman. Absent. Member Fabiola Giddings.
Here.
Member Andy Call.
Present.
Member Robert Clary.
Member
David Gromzik.
Present.
All right. Well, good evening. So I was going to introduce Jace, but he couldn't make it tonight. So he's going to be taking over. He took over Trevor's spot in planning and zoning. So I figured it'd be good to bring him in on the Park Impact Fee Committee. And then I haven't really heard back from Robert Clear yet.
What's up about that chair?
I do know that the last meeting, he thought it was at 7 and it was at 6, like the rest of our meetings are. So I don't know if he's coming or not, so we might be looking for another person. So then I'll introduce that person when we get him. So now I need to ask you guys to, we need to elect a new chairperson.
Thanks, Fabiola.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Congratulations.
Looks like you're not going anywhere, Fabiola.
I know. I'm excited.
Okay. You want to move to that spot?
Sure.
There we go.
I'm sad.
And now you get to run the meeting. It's all right, we're almost done.
So has everyone reviewed the minutes from our last meeting, November 30th of 2017?
Yes, I have.
Yes, we did.
Motion.
Who makes the motion? I'd like to make a motion to accept the minutes of November 30th.
And I will second that.
Okay, it was going to move and second it.
And so we motion to approve the minutes for November 30th, 2017.
Okay.
All right, so we nice have job. Bobby Withrow with project updates.
Yep. Once again, good evening. A lot of the projects we've been working on, they're not necessarily Park Impact Fee Committee related. I like to keep you guys updated with kind of what we're doing. So the first one at the dog park, we do have the fences up and most everything installed. We're just going to go through and put in umbrellas over some of the sitting areas so people can be in the shade when they take their dog out. So that'll kind of help them out. The Messmer property, you guys, this one is directly related to you guys. It has been purchased. It is in our name. There is a tenant in there until the middle of June. So other than that, we got it and everything went pretty smooth.
Good.
So that is our first acquisition. And
that's the one that we talked about last week, mm-hmm. Correct? Okay, just making sure.
Yep. So and right now we're getting things put together for Greenbelt Pathway along it to connect with the subdivision that's going in right next to it, and then eventually turning the house itself into offices and whatnot.
Do you have a budget for the remodel yet?
No, not yet. We haven't put hard numbers to it yet. We were going to wait till they vacated to really see what we had. And we'll probably ask that come out of general fund monies. So.
Oh, I can't say anything yet. I'll tell you next meeting. I was going to tell you. Well, I can tell you. We got a huge kudos on the Greenbelt. Somebody from Burley that is going to be moving here was in town this weekend, and they were driving around, and they were just so impressed with the Greenbelt. And I was like, well, it's going to be even longer. But they were like, well, we just don't have anything like that in Burley. So
it looks really nice.
Yeah. And that's why I told him, I was like, you need to drive by it at night. I was like, it looks really good at night, too.
Yes.
At least that part, this part.
Yes, and I forgot to put one thing on there, so All right, so next thing, splash pad, the ever so popular splash pad. We're hoping the weather's going to get better at the end of March, beginning of April, and we'll jump back on it. The reason why we stopped was weather. We do have to glue some of the holding tank together, and with it being, in the 40s and 50s, I wasn't sure the glue was going to hold or adhere to each other, so I put a kibosh on that and we waited.
How big is the pad?
It's roughly 80 by 40.
Where's it at?
So, again? On the green belt, just south east of the baseball fields.
Okay.
Right by the bathrooms right there. You'll see, if you drive by there, you'll see big piles of sand and then you'll see a big hole. It's the big hole.
So when is it projected to be completed?
We're pushing for Memorial Day.
Oh, good.
So it'll be tight, but I think we can get it done.
I think they were talking about doing some type of memorial softball, baseball game or something. I don't know.
Okay. Nice. Well, maybe. Hopefully it'll be done so kids will have something to do. Some of the things we got to do on that are we got to build a building that's going to house the filtration system. Mm. And then we got to put the tanks together, pour concrete on top. On the south side, we are going to put in a deck because the elevation change is so great. So it'd be a good spot for people to sit and watch their kids. I hope they watch their kids.
So is the water from that, can you pull it out of the creek?
No. No, it is going to be potable water. We are going to repurpose it and water the green belt and the baseball fields with it.
Huh? Oh, very nice.
So, yeah, we did have to get a permit with DEQ because at that point it is technically sewer water. So. Hmm. So we have a filtration system and a ultraviolet light system that goes in and cleans the water and should work pretty good. Fingers crossed. Next thing, the West Green Belt or the old BMX area, landscape improvements. I'm just waiting for everything to dry up. And then next couple weeks, we're going to have a company go through and put a pathway that extends from the Adelant office. There's a sidewalk that goes in front of that and just kind of stops. So we're going to connect to that and go parallel with the parking lot of Enrique's or the Sandstone Plaza.
Oh, nice.
And then dip down right before City Hall towards the Green Belt.
That's a good idea.
That does look nice back there, too, with that all leveled off and landscaped.
Good, thank you. So we'll be getting that done and seated here pretty soon as well. The Indian Creek egress and ingress, if you haven't seen it, it is installed. We barely got it in, and they let the water into Indian Creek, so hopefully it didn't do too much damage. But we weren't able to backfill like we wanted to this year, so we'll have to do some more backfill next year. And right now, all we really have left is clean up and put the handrails on the steps themselves. So, but it should make for an easier access to the creek right there. What else we got? So another project update. It's not on here. I forgot to put it on there, but lights along the Greenbelt going from Bridge Street to Swan Falls. We are going to be starting on that next week.
Oh, great.
So here in the next month or so, the whole, or most of the Greenbelt should be lit with lights, or at least the main section. So that's kind of a cool thing.
Nice.
And then some of our big maintenance items that we're going to have is drinking fountains. We got to repair and replace a couple. I know the one in Bernie Fisher, we probably got to replace that one. And then the one by the skate park, we got to repair or replace that one too. So we'll be good on that one. The Mayor's Youth Council did buy one that's going over by the parking lot off of Swan Falls. And it's a, if I remember right, it's a triple fountain. So you can, there's a little bowl on the bottom for your dog. And there's a drinking fountain, and there's a place to fill a water bottle.
Yay. That's so awesome.
So they were pretty excited about that. And then disc golf. I'm working with a couple different disc golfers and a company to kind of, because we're moving hole one and hole two. Because of the splash pad and the steps that go into the creek, we're actually going to put them out back here. So I've been working with them on hole placement and the distance in between the basket and the tee pad. So.
Hmm.
that should be going in here pretty soon, too. So
Nice. We're
going to have a busy spring.
Sounds like it.
So, and as far as updates, that's all we got so far. So.
Are there any plans on the horizon for a sports complex?
A little bit. Still trying to talk to the developer to get that land locked down. In a meeting he did, one of the planning and zoning guys, Troy, did say that he was open to talking about it and figuring a way out that the city could pay for it, even if we did like 15 or 20 acres at a time, and then eventually get the whole thing.
Is that the one out on Columbia?
Yeah. Yep. Yep, the area that I've been trying to get. And then there are talks with a couple private, or with a private group that want to maybe partner and do an indoor sports complex type thing. So we're trying to get some stuff out here.
It'd be one of a kind,
mm-hmm.
and that's pretty...
Well, and out there with the new high school going in, out in that area, too, that'll be nice for, I mean, I guess the school could use it for sporting events if they needed to.
Mm-hmm.
People will rent it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty big, and so it's nice to see some new things coming in and some bigger, better things.
Do we have an update on as far as, like, how much more money has come in from... the impact fees?
I can tell you since January we have had 183 permits come in. So,
wow.
And I think after the 200,000, we are sitting at roughly 400,000 left in our bank. So,
is that with the additional 133? What was the permit again? Like almost $1,000? Is that what it is?
Permit for?
Is that the impact fee?
Yeah, $939. Yeah, so.
So does that 400,000, does that include this additional 183?
Yep. So the total for about 400,000, it's probably more than that, includes the last building permit since January. I keep a weekly total. So every Monday morning, Dawn from Planning and Zoning sends out an email of how many building permits were there, and so I keep a running total of the subdivisions. So...
Do you know how many subdivisions there are right now and how many platted lots there are by chance?
I don't. I might be able to find that out. There's a lot.
I did hear through work that, Corey Barton has enough land to develop subdivisions for the next 20 years. Not here in CUNA. I mean, that's just in the valley.
Yeah.
That's a lot of land. I'd like to have that much land.
I think everybody would be. And
just
then,
to live on it.
Kind of a side note, I am in talks with a different group about selling. They have 17 acres. They're thinking about selling to the city. So that is south of the tracks. So.
Oh, that's on my side of town.
Mm-hmm. So when are you going to meet with this Troy?
I see Troy every day. Troy was from Planning and Zoning.
The developer.
Comes in every now and then. I'm going to try to get together a payment plan or something so I can show him and be like, hey, you know, how does this look? Try to get in some sort of written contract with him over that. So that way, you know, we start buying it and then the city doesn't do something he likes and then he sells it from us. So want to stop that from happening.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
We'll see. If not, we'll find acreage somewhere else.
That's a good location.
Mm-hmm. So,
is there an arrangement where possibly you could work off the price with, granted him impact fees for the different lots?
That's going to be part of it. When I first talked to him about it, I wanted to do straight impact fees in lieu of the property. But he said because of the way that he purchased it, that he needs cash out of it, so some sort of cash. So
combination of both.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and with all of the subdivisions and lots that he has going in. I estimated there was 2,200 of them coming in, so it's a big chunk of change.
Yeah, we should move on that.
So, trying to. Sometimes it's a snail's pace, but.
I know.
That's the bad part. So.
Your efforts are appreciated.
Thank you. So, that's all I have. If anybody else has anything else, questions, comments.
I don't have anything.
I don't either.
Nice job, Bobby.
Well, does anyone want a motion?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Oh, 6:20. Meeting adjourned. Oh, 6:25, sorry.
Depends on which clock we started with.
Meeting adjourned.